This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
With you. 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-927-6691. The big news story of the day, of course, the DOJ Inspector General releasing an explosive report that led to the firing of ex-FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. I want to read you my commentary that's coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. I think you'll enjoy it. You heard me go on an epic rant on both Wednesday and Thursday about that raid on the lawyer's office, Michael Cohen, and I want you to hear how I would put it in writing and tie it all together. It's called sexual McCarthyism. The special counselor is sex obsessed. You can't impeach a president over his private sex life. Having affairs isn't a crime. The American people don't care. The prosecutor is overreaching. The American people elected our president based on his politics, not his personal life. They don't care about his sex life. This is sexual McCarthyism. The special prosecutor is a sex pervert. He's jealous of the president. This is a political and sexual witch hunt. Yes, these are all charges that apply to Robert Mueller, but I'm not the one who said any of those. You see, I heard all of those before. Every charge I just listed came direct from the liberal playbook defending President Bill Clinton from the Ken Starr investigation. How do you like that one? I was there. I'm a witness. Every liberal friend and colleague I knew back in 1998 used these exact words. They called Ken Starr a sex pervert and branded his investigation of Bill Clinton a sexual witch hunt based on partisan politics. But it wasn't just average, everyday liberals who cried the word sex pervert at Ken Starr, who in those days was the special prosecutor. Now they call him special counselor. It was liberal celebrities and high-profile Democratic politicians, too. I know, because I was a regular guest on Bill Maher's Politically Incorrect on ABC TV back in the late 1990s, and I debated nonstop about Bill Clinton and Ken Starr's investigation. Liberal celebrities called Ken Starr a sex pervert right in front of me. They said he had no right to, quote, politicize our president's sex life and make it into an impeachable crime. But wait, it gets better. The Village Voice was New York City's famous newspaper for the liberal gay community. Their headline in 1998 about the Ken Starr investigation was Sexual McCarthyism. See, it's not Wayne Root's title. It belongs to liberal Democrats defending Bill Clinton. Gotcha. So liberals in 1998 compared an investigation into a president's sex life by a special prosecutor to the Senator Joe McCarthy witch hunt of the 1950s. Now let's compare Bill Clinton's sex scandal with President Trump's. Clinton's scandal was the people's business. It was worthy of an investigation. Clinton did have sex while being paid by the taxpayers while in the White House. Clinton had sex with a White House intern in the Oval Office, on the desk. Then he lied about it under oath. He did commit crimes. Clinton's sex with an intern would today be called sexual assault. The liberal feminist hashtag MeToo movement would demand instant impeachment. Ken Starr's investigation was certainly warranted. Now, I'm not saying a conviction or a guilty verdict on impeachment or a actual criminal charges were warranted. All I'm saying is an investigation certainly was warranted. We had a right to look into it. But today, Robert Mueller has turned an investigation of Russian collusion that never happened into a real sexual witch hunt. This truly is sexual McCarthyism. Mueller even destroyed attorney-client privilege with a raid on Trump's lawyer's office, home, and hotel to investigate possible affairs with Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal and Trump's Access Hollywood videotape. My math says his investigation is about sex, sex, and sex. This is now a triple X investigation. Unlike Clinton, all three incidents happened to a private citizen called Donald Trump before he was president. And the sex was consensual. None of this involves the American people. It may be Melania's business, but it's not yours, and it's not mine, and it's not Robert Mueller's business. Yes, in a few rare instances, attorney-client privilege has been broken or revoked in the history of America. Maybe for a mob lawyer protecting a mass murderer. Maybe for a lawyer hiding evidence on behalf of a billionaire drug trafficker. Or maybe in a terrorism case. But never before in American legal history has a lawyer been raided by the federal government on the basis of sex affairs or minor FEC infractions or a videotape of a private citizen bragging to a TV host about sex with beautiful women. This is absurd. This is chilling. This is Soviet gulag tactics. This is criminal. I'm talking about Robert Mueller. The system is rigged. If this attack on attorney-client privilege stands, none of us can trust our attorney ever again. If the government can raid my lawyer over minor infractions whenever they want to, whenever they decide it's right, and read my confidential privilege conversations with my lawyer, and try to pressure my lawyer to turn against me for any reason, then America's lost. The judicial system is gone. We're all finished. If politics and sex can be used as weapons by a special counselor, and the ACLU and the Bar Association say nothing, then we are a banana republic, and Stalin would be proud. We can all debate whether the Bill Clinton investigation was justified, whether Ken Starr overreached, but today there's one thing that isn't up for debate. Mueller's investigation is a travesty. Mueller does indeed look like a jealous sex pervert. Mueller is overreaching. The American people won't stand for this. Mueller's approval ratings are in a free fall. They are plunging, and they are doing it for good reason, because this truly is sexual McCarthyism. Exactly what the Village Voice said about the Bill Clinton investigation by Ken Starr all those years ago in 1998. And by the way, 98, 2008, 2018, we're on the exactly 20 years away. It's the 20-year anniversary of the Ken Starr investigation, and that headline in the Village Voice 20 years ago, it was considered sexual McCarthyism. If a prosecutor looked into a president having an affair with an intern under his power, right? That's sexual harassment, that's sexual assault in the White House. Well, we're paying him to do the job of the American people in our house, and he lied under oath to do it. That was sexual McCarthyism, according to the gay liberal community and the publishers of the Village Voice. But today, something that Trump did 10 years ago that was totally consensual with grown women, that had nothing to do with the presidency, that wasn't in the White House, that's enough to bring the presidency down? That's not sexual McCarthyism? Well, guess what? You're darn right, it is. It is a disgrace, it is a travesty, it is a witch hunt, and it is the real example of sexual McCarthyism. Love to get your thoughts on it. 844-WAR-NOW-1. We'll take your calls. 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-927-6691. Now, here's the opinion of Alan Dershowitz. There's a guy I care about. You know, Wayne Root isn't even a lawyer. I just play one on TV and radio. But Alan Dershowitz is a lawyer, probably the most brilliant lawyer that's ever lived, certainly the most brilliant lawyer in the United States of America today. And Dershowitz says the FBI is running roughshod over the United States Constitution. Isn't that amazing? This is an article in the Conservative News, Total Conservative News. It says it continually surprises us how easily the left is able to dismiss famed attorney Alan Dershowitz, a lifelong Democrat who has nonetheless been one of the few partisans able to see right through the left's attempt to destroy this president. Dershowitz has no love for Republicans, trust us. And if you were to bet, we would bet he did not pull the lever for Donald Trump. But he has been at the forefront when it comes to defending this president. Not because he has some loyalty to Trump the individual or to Trump's agenda, but because as a lawyer he knows that much of what Trump has gone through over the last year has been off the charts, clinically, historically insane. So just, you know, I don't even need to read you the rest. You get the idea. Dershowitz believes that you cannot do this. Let's see. Dershowitz says Justice Department officials must be careful to limit the searching of lawyers' offices to compelling cases involving serious crimes. We don't know at this point what the prosecutors are looking for, but if it relates to payments made to a porn star, that would not justify an intrusive search of Michael Cohen's confidential lawyer-client files. Dershowitz said there was ample reason to believe the raid of Michael Cohen's office and home did not rise to the level of these exceptions. He said this brought forth a circumstance that should concern everyone, not just those who support President Trump. I believe we would have been hearing from more civil libertarians, the ACLU, attorney groups, privacy advocates, just what I said, if the raid had been on Hillary Clinton's lawyer. Many civil libertarians have remained silent about violations of President Trump's rights because they strongly disapprove of him and his policies. But that is a serious mistake, because these violations establish precedents that lie around like loaded guns capable of being aimed at other targets. Alan Dershowitz is a man of common sense and brilliance. And by the way, I'm sure Alan Dershowitz would agree that Rod Rosenstein has a big problem. I'm sure he'd agree that James Comey has a big problem. I'm sure he'd agree that Andrew McCabe has a big problem. I'm sure he'd agree that Lisa Page has a big problem. The list goes on and on. All these FBI leadership and all these DOJ leadership, they are going down. Big time problem. The IG report presents new evidence the Obama DOJ sought to shut down the FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. I mean, the list is just long. It just goes on and on. I could do 20 shows telling you all the problems that Democrats have right now at this moment if you had an attorney general who was willing to prosecute, if Jeff Sessions would ever prosecute. But what did I tell you at the beginning of hour number three? I believe there's blackmail going on. I believe they're listening in on every phone call, every email, every text of every important Republican conservative who wants smaller government. And the result of that is... the result of that is that we just can't get anything done because these guys are being blackmailed. I can tell you right now, they're being blackmailed. Wayne Allen Root, War Now is the name of the show, and we'll be back in a second. USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV. Right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
War. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn, worn out. Welcome back. Welcome back. The Attorney General report, excuse me, the Inspector General of the DOJ's report presents new evidence. Obama's DOJ sought to shut down the FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. We'll get to that in 1 second. Just amazing to me, all the problems you've got with Obama, with Clinton. And the FBI just covered up everything. And now with Trump, they're trying to make little things that are nothing that every politician does into the biggest things in the world. All right, this segment is sponsored by the Landis Tax Group. I'm sad to say the three letters that promote the most fear in the English language are IRS. I had my own IRS experience. I served, speaking of big government, speaking of the deep state, speaking of the D.C. swamp, nothing bigger example than the Internal Revenue Service. And I searched nationally for the most notable and prestigious tax attorney in America, and I chose Sam Landis. He fixed my IRS problem not once, but twice. I walked away unscathed. I didn't owe a cent. Thank you, Sam Landis. Everyone needs a Sam Landis if you have an IRS problem. And with the Landis Tax Group's new program, many of you can have your IRS problems fixed in an amazingly affordable way. You get a free consultation. They'll tell you exactly what it costs. They'll charge you a low, flat monthly fee. And they'll tell you how quick it will happen. And your conversation is protected by attorney-client privilege. Call the Landis Tax Group at 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Toll free from anywhere in the USA, 800-WE-HELP-YOU. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, because you're an underdog. You take on the IRS without Sam Landis. Thank you, Sam. All right, most caller-friendly show in America. We'll take calls 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-WAR-NOW-1, 844-927-6691. The Inspector General report presents new evidence the Obama DOJ sought to shut down the FBI investigation into the Clinton Foundation. What a surprise. So the Inspector General just ripped into Andrew McCabe, just ripped him to shreds, and said he lied under oath multiple times, and he also presented this new evidence about Obama's DOJ. Criticized McCabe for a lack of candor regarding his discussions with Wall Street Journal reporters. He lied three times under oath. He lied to the inspector general. He lied to James Comey. Not only did McCabe deserve to be fired, he should be prosecuted and put in prison. However, page 5 of the Inspector General report reveals more details of a top DOJ official expressing concerns FBI agents were taking overt steps in the Clinton Foundation investigation during the presidential campaign. Isn't that interesting? McCabe told the OIG, Office of Inspector General, that he received a phone call from the Principal Associate Deputy Attorney General regarding the FBI's handling of the Clinton Foundation investigation. McCabe said that this Principled Associate Deputy Attorney General expressed concerns about FBI agents taking overt steps during a presidential campaign. According to McCabe, he pushed back. Oh, he's lying right there. Asking, are you telling me I need to shut it down? Are you asking me? Excuse me, I'm trying to read 20 things at once to get it right for you. Are you telling me I need to shut down a validly predicated investigation? McCabe said that the conversation was very dramatic, and he never had a similar confrontation like that with a high-level department official in his entire FBI career. Tom Fitton, who we had on yesterday, tweeted, "Breaking DOJ and Inspector General report presents new evidence. Obama DOJ sought to shut down the FBI investigation of Clinton Foundation. Top Obama DOJ official expressed concerns about FBI agents taking overt steps in the Clinton Foundation investigation during the presidential campaign." So it's just, it's pretty simple stuff. They had somebody call and say, we don't want you investigating. And, of course, this liar, pants on fire, how do you know McCabe's lying, his lips are moving, claims he fought back against that. Right. So now there's a report out that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein ready to be fired by President Donald Trump. NBC News reports Rosenstein prepared to be terminated from the Justice Department. I think that's great. I hope they're right. I hope we get news about that during the show. But if not Friday late in the day, then I'm sure that it's going to be early next week. This guy has got to go. Got to go. Just unbelievable. Rosenstein is just bad news. I believe, you know, it's very hard to fire Mueller. I understand that. I think he should be fired. But it's very hard to fire him. And I've often said, if you don't fire him, then here's what you got to do. Just name a special counselor to investigate the investigator. But fire Rosenstein, because he's the guy that pulled the trigger and gave approval to raid your lawyer's office over minor FEC violations or sexual affairs. The whole thing is a joke, an absolute joke. And just to show you how bad Hollywood is, oh my God, what incredible bleeding heart liberals these people are. This just came across my desk from Fox News. Charlize Theron, that beautiful blonde actress, the sexiest woman alive, if you ask me, of any actress in Hollywood, she's considering leaving America because racism is alive and well in America. Really? Where is this racism that you're talking about? I mean, I print out 20 articles a day saying how white people and black people and Hispanic people on college campuses badmouth white people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So which racism are you talking about? Charlize Theron said in an interview she's considering leaving the United States for the sake of her adopted children due to concerns over racism. I don't even know how to talk about the last year under our new administration. Can you imagine these people? But racism is alive and well, far more than people thought, she told Elle magazine. She said due to the current political and social climates in the country. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue-blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777 800-722-7777 800-722-7777.
War. USA Radio News.
fired FBI Director James Comey acknowledged that he never told President Donald Trump that the dossier on which the Bureau relied on to investigate the president was financed by the Democratic Party. Republicans have blasted the FBI for relying on the dossier's discredited charges to investigate scores of Trump associates. President Donald Trump shared the news yesterday that optimism among American manufacturers has reached unprecedented levels. That's according to a new survey out from an industry-leading group. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio explained the big difference between Democrats and Republicans.
The left will never be happy until they can grab just about everybody's tax money. Our position is real simple, Stuart. Let families keep more of their hard-earned money to spend on their goals and dreams. Let companies keep more of their money to reinvest in the company and their employees so we can grow our economy. That makes sense, and it works every time it's tried.
That audio, courtesy of Fox Business. This is USA Radio News.
Attention ladies, is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We'll be right back.
Big War Now USA Radio coming up in about 35 minutes. We'll be on Newsmax TV for the third hour of the show, 5 o'clock West Coast, 8 o'clock East Coast. Prime time on the East Coast, Newsmax TV, channel 349, on DirecTV, channel 216, on Dish Network. When you hear all the mess in the world, in Syria, in Iran, in North Korea, you know at any minute something haywire could happen, and the whole country goes under, and all of a sudden there's a power grid attack. But there's just some sort of an attack, a military attack. The world's at war. And you got to prepare today. You don't want to wait till the last minute. If you wait till the last minute, there's going to be absolutely nothing available. So take action now. You know, preparedness, the best time to prepare is today, and preparedness is a great trait. 72-hour emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply is available right now for only $17.76 each, plus free shipping. Take action now. Here's the phone number. Get your pen out, 888-524-6540. So the call is free. That's a toll-free number, 888-524-6540. Or go to preparewithwayne.com, special website they made up for this show. Preparewithwayne.com. The food lasts 25 years in storage. Order several kits for every member of your family so you know you're ready when a disaster strikes. 888-524-6540 or go online to my special website, preparewithwayne.com. $17.76 for each kit. Everyone in your family needs one. 888-524-6540. Thank you, My Patriot Supply, for helping get my listeners prepared in case of disaster. You never want to use it, but you just never know. You know, as I said the other day, I saw an ad on national TV from a pizza company, and they're now announcing pizza insurance. If you walk out of the store and you drop your pizza, or you get in a car accident, or it burns up, whatever happens, you can walk in and get a new pizza for free. It's called pizza insurance. Well, don't you think you ought to have, like, disaster insurance, survival insurance? That's what My Patriot Supply is providing. Go to preparewithwayne.com. All right, we've got my great friend Matthew Schiff on the line. It's a segment we call Schiff Happens. Schiff Happens. Matt's my oldest and dearest friend, one of the funniest people around. He's a visionary. He sees trends before others do. And Matt comes on our show usually every 2 weeks with a series of stories that are too wacky to even believe, that will shock you and leave you going, what? And so, Matt, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, War. I will get started right away. A story I like to refer to as dumbass millennials. Was just blown away by this stat. Was a reading on the internet earlier this week. 4 in 10 millennials, those are people 22 to 37, don't know what the Holocaust is, who Adolf Hitler was, and what happened during World War II. Also, as if that wasn't bad enough, 11% of American adults have never heard of the Holocaust.
And I, you know, funny enough, great minds think alike. Do you know I gave that exact story on the show yesterday because I just found it so amazing, because I compared it to all those kids that are out there protesting after the Parkland High School shooting, and they're having all these walks and marches and rallies, and they claim they know what's best for us. They should take our guns away. They don't even know what the Holocaust was. Why would I listen to anything any one of them has to say, right?
I was once having a debate with my daughter, and I don't want to quell her intellect. She's very intelligent, but I say to her, you can't possibly know anything at the age of 14. Not because you're not smart, not because you're not exceptional for your age, but you just haven't been on the earth long enough to know anything. It just takes time to know stuff. That's if you're working to know stuff. It sounds like a lot of the millennials could, you know, are living in a vacuum.
Right, well, that's the problem, and they think, you know, what's that famous saying, it's not what you don't know, it's those who don't know what they don't know that are the problem. If you think you're smart, but you really don't know anything, that's a really, really big problem, and that's what's going on in America today.
And I'll just leave you with this, man, I'm going to wax a little heavy. Those who do not know history are destined to repeat it, so, you know, there's a price to be paid for ignorance, I think.
Right, no, I'm with you. All right, so next story.
I call this the no kneeling NBA. Guess what? The NBA sent out a memo a year and a half ago. No one's going to kneel in our league. Guess what, bro? For the fourth season in a row, they've broken attendance records. 22 million fans. TV ratings up. Internet fingerprint up. Social media. impossible to get tickets for games, and they can deliver the coveted demographic for advertising, 18 to 24, 18 to 49. Both the NFL, as you know, and the NHL are down, and everybody thinks this guy, Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, is a genius. They must be doing something right, bro.
Yeah, you just wonder, why can't the commissioner of the NFL, who is just a complete bonehead, and that's the answer, I guess, Roger Goodell, I call him Roger Go to Hell, why can't he do the same thing? Why is that a big deal? If NBA players are almost 100% black, and they're willing to stand for the national anthem, why couldn't NFL players, who are majority black, but not nearly as African-American percentage as the NBA, so that's not the excuse, it has nothing to do with black or white. In the NBA, they're almost all black, and they're willing to stand. They know that the fans will not tolerate taking a knee for the national anthem. Why on earth can't the NFL commissioner say that this is the rule and that's just the way it is, you know?
I think one of the scariest things about the progressive thinking is that they would rather fight than switch. They would rather dig their heels in and say the world is this way and pay a massive price, which Goodell is paying, rather than deal with the truth, which is the average American that watches the NFL is not going to stand for kneeling, and they're angry as hell. They're not going to take it anymore, and they've lost a tremendous amount of their viewership.
Ratings are horrible. Merchandise sales are horrible. They've really lost everything. They've killed themselves. I mean, this is just total suicide.
And I think it's, you know, you could stretch it to politics, too. There are people, 2 + 2 is not 4, 2 + 2 is a flounder. You know, Donald Trump's a bad guy, even though the economy is going through the roof, even though China blinked, even though North Korea blinked, but he's a bad guy because, you know, we don't like him, and we're just going to keep on saying it even though it's not true.
All right, next story.
This is a weird one. The Tomb of the Holy Sepulchre in Israel, that is supposedly the site of Jesus' crucifixion. A video this week has gone viral on the internet, and I believe things like this can be true. I don't necessarily discount it, though very, very bizarre. There's a video that I watched, looked pretty authentic to me, where blood started to come to the surface of this marble tomb at the site of Jesus' crucifixion. It certainly looked pretty real to me, and a lot of people on the internet say it is real, and of course there are those who say it's not, and it was a video that circulated in 2015. But I mean, all of this stuff that's going on all over the world, all these Catholic, you know, icons and things that are bleeding and crying, you know, most of them are probably BS, but some of them are probably true. And, you know, I think God can get our attention any way he wants. And to tell you the truth, I hope it's true. I'd love for the Lord to be trying to get people's attention like that because, you know, the world is a strange, strange place.
All right, next story.
Story I'd like to refer to is Hate Thy Neighbor, 19-year-old kid in Ohio. His name is Christian Jellico. When I was 19, if I needed a little cash, I'd ask my dad for it. I might get a part-time job at McDonald's. But, nah, not this guy. He hatches a scheme to add a very strong tranquilizer to a brownie. He walks next door to his 98-year-old neighbor, and he gives the brownie to the old lady, who's a beautiful soul, according to everyone on the street. And basically what he does is he drugs her. She's knocked out for 4 hours. He goes through her purse and her house and steals everything of value from her. She's so messed up from this tranquilizer that this kid fed her that when she woke up, she still couldn't stand, fell down, and smashed her head. And this kid thought it was a cool way to get some cash. I don't know, bro. I think someone like this at 19 should be put in jail for a long, long time. Maybe not throw away the key.
Well, but, you didn't give an end to the thing. So the woman's dead or the woman's alive?
She's okay. She had a bad abrasion on her head and some bruises on her body. She'll live. But, I mean, it's one of these things. I mean, when you give someone a narcotic, who knows, they don't get a heart attack or she falls down and smashes her head and dies. But this
right. Well, you said she's 90. Didn't you say she's 98?
Yes. She's not. I think it might have been 96. Very, very old.
Right. Well, you said she'll be okay. Well, I thought she'll be okay. Remember, you only have a few months left when you're 96 or 98
Bro,
in the first place.
She's not dead.
Yeah. Well, who knows how many years that just took off her life? Maybe she had two left and now she'll only have one. Maybe she'll have 1 month left. So just sick people in this world. I get it. Next story.
Big Brother, as always, annoying as hell. Now, our friends in Down Under in Australia, I think they're a little more progressive than us. They don't like that people are on their cell phones texting and talking. So basically, they're gonna use the same sort of technology, which, by the way, turns my stomach. You know, these cameras at traffic lights, these cameras at stop signs. They have high-tech cameras now that can nail you from, you know, literally a mile away if they see you talking on your cell phone or texting. And you won't even know if you're caught or not. You'll just get a ticket in the mail. And to me, you know, maybe I'm a laissez-faire, conservative, borderlining on libertarian. I think people should have the right to try. You know, I don't say you should be texting and talking on your cell phone in the car, but I also don't think the government has the right to be taking pictures of you when you're, going down the highway at 70 miles an hour, from 3 miles away when you don't even know it.
I love how careful you're being, Matt. You act like that's like a wild thing to say, you know, because you're in New York, you're on the East Coast, and all you guys are like too brainwashed by liberals. In Nevada, we burn the government down if anybody tried to take a photo of our license plate while speeding. Are you kidding me? We don't allow things like that in Las Vegas, Nevada. There are no cameras on lights anywhere here. It's a total ripoff, and they've caught them in many states literally ripping people off. All right, look, we'll be right back. Matt, don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more stories. We're right around the corner. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
War now. A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Way down the road, we're now. Krill Omega 50 Plus by Purity Products is the sponsor of this segment of the show. There's no question everybody needs omega-3s. But which form should you take, fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionalists have debated for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it. I love it. It combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health, and it can boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle. Put it to the test. The debate's over. Not fish oil or krill. It's both, and it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. 1-800-399-6392. 800-399-6392. If you're listening right now and you're not claiming your free bottle, you're out of your mind. 800-399-6392. Wainwright takes it. Wainwright loves it. You should too. And it's free. Check it out. 800-399-6392. We're with our great friend of the show, Matthew Schiff. Matt's a great buddy of mine for, I'm 56 years old. It's about 40 years I've known Matt. Oldest and dearest friend, one of the funniest people around. And he's got a segment that we call Schiff Happens with Wild Stories. Matthew Schiff, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back, moving right into it. Our good friends, the country of Poland, the anti-Semitic Poland. Yes, that's the Poland that had the biggest concentration camp ever on the history of the world, called Auschwitz. They just passed a law a month and a half ago that they bear no responsibility about what happened in the Holocaust, even though Auschwitz was there. And if they catch someone in the media or walking down the street saying that Poland does bear responsibility for the Holocaust, they will throw your tush in jail. They are in denial, even though, as you know, or maybe some of your listeners may know, may not know, that during World War II, the Polish government basically paved their streets with Jewish headstones and gravestones. So, yeah, they did bear a huge responsibility, but you can't say that because they will throw your rear end in jail.
Pretty strange stuff. And the only thing about Poland that's strange to me that this story comes up is because Poland is actually good on one issue. They don't let Muslim refugees in like the rest of the countries of Europe. They're smart enough to keep out people that they think might harm their own people. So I was kind of liking Poland until you brought this story up. Now I'm kind of hating Poland. So I'm not quite sure where to go with this. But
no,
score them a point.
Go ahead.
If you're Caucasian and Catholic, they love you. If you're anything else, they're not really fond of you, is my sense of it.
All right, next story.
Killer bees in El Paso, Texas. Elderly couple. They had bees 2 years ago. Then the next year they had more. And then this year it's getting out of hand. Turns out these are not normal bees. These are hybrids of African killer bees. These are the kind of bees that if you piss them off, war, they chase you until they sting you to death. And these bees are going viral against the neighborhood. They call the beekeeper to get them out of the house. The beekeeper couldn't handle it. He had to call in help. And then there was some videographer from a TV station went to film it. He got stung like 40 times, twice in his eye, and nobody knows too much to do with these bees. And the reason why the bees are so nutty is that they bred with African killer bees. And if you piss them off, they're not happy to just sting you a little. You know, 2,000 of them come and sting you to death. So, the moral of that story is once you see them buzzing around, take care of it before it is too late.
All right, we probably have time for just one more story. So hit us with your last one. Hopefully it's the best one. Hit us with your best shot.
You're a tough critic. Sitting will kill you. Sitting at your desk too long will cause the membrane in your brain to thin. It is not good to be sitting at a desk all day. People have said that it causes heart attack and diabetes, but it actually makes you stupider, and those that are sedentary and sit all day at a desk are more prone to dementia and Alzheimer's. So if you're sitting at a desk all day, get up and jog around your office or go run up and down stairs, because it makes the lining of your brain weak, and you will be more prone to dementia as you get older. Sedentary lifestyle is just not healthy.
All right, and I'll give you one. I just got this note from a listener of the show. The NFL Seattle Seahawks offered Colin Kaepernick a tryout for their second-string quarterback position if he agreed not to kneel for the national anthem. He refused to accept the no-kneel condition, and the Seahawks have withdrawn their offer. Can you imagine how stupid this guy is? Can you even imagine how dumb Colin Kaepernick is?
It speaks to my point that I made earlier in the show. They would rather dig in and wish the world was a certain way. You know, he's not a football player anymore, Wayne. He's an activist, and he's going to go down as a big mouth that ruined his career and that caused the NFL to lose millions upon millions of dollars. He is a complete knucklehead, one irritating son of a gun.
Yeah, knucklehead. But, you know, here's the funny thing is his last contract was $150 million, so he gets the last laugh. You know, he could afford to sit around and never play again because he's probably got, you know, $50 million left in the bank, and that's pretty cool. So in the end, he gets the last laugh, I guess, but he's still a schmo because, you know, who would turn down a quarterback position in the NFL for sitting home and playing the guitar all day and looking at the walls? I just don't understand it. But in the end, you got to stand for the national anthem. You got to. All right, Matthew Schiff, how do people reach you? How do they find you?
MattyDSchiff77@gmail.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Warren Al. When we get back, I'll be in a suit, and we'll be on Newsmax TV, national TV, 50 million watching, Channel 349 DirecTV, Channel 216 on Dish TV, and we'll be right back.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.